This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I don't completely know 100% what's wrong with it. So going probably next week sometime, you know, it's kind of like taking your car to the mechanic when it's making a noise. I'm going to go see the docs and they'll pop the hood and, you know, see what's going on and, you know, get everything straightened out.
Landon Dickerson comparing his knee to go and take your car to the mechanic. Figure it out. Pop that hood. Fix Landon. It.
It's the Hugh Douglas Landon. School of analogies.
No, Landon funny, man. I like Landon a lot.
It's actually a good analogy. I mean, like, doctor doesn't know until they open it up and look, and then they figure it out. Mechanics, the same thing. 215-592-9494. All right, so, Hugh, tomorrow we get ourselves a parade. We're going to be on the air tomorrow, and we're going to have ourselves quite a time tomorrow from 10 to 2 here on WIP, leading you right into around the time, around 2 o'clock, we're supposed to have these parade speeches. But tomorrow, we're going to be broadcasting live from Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan Philadelphia's Hotel, and everything tomorrow is brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers. We can't wait tomorrow. We're going to have correspondents in the scene.
Correspondents.
Have we got the word on if you could go out at 1 o'clock and hand out Uncle Nears, or is that a...
No, we didn't get that cleared out.
Okay, I know
so
we will.
So that's probably not going
to
happen.
Okay, other correspondents that definitely are allowed to be out there will be on the air, broadcasting live and bringing the sights and sounds of the parade here. But, Hugh, you know what I'm curious? I'm curious tomorrow who is going to give the parade speech that we talk about for years. Now, I don't expect anyone to top Kelsey, the Mummer's outfit. That was the first time.
He's a unique individual with that one.
But it doesn't mean someone can't give the parade speech for this time and the one we talk about for years. And there's a pretty good track record here in recent times, like of memorable moments at parade speeches, right? I mean, Chase Utley, world bleeping champions.
Yeah, that was awesome. And then I was there for that one.
And then we had Kelsey with the Mummer. So, like, Hugh, tomorrow, if you could pick anyone to give a parade speech, like, who do you want to hear from tomorrow afternoon? If you could have someone give a speech, who do you want to hear from?
A.J. Brown. I want to hear from A.J. Brown because I think that he's a guy that he's a very complex individual. Mm-hmm. No question about that, man. And I mean, I like the way that he plays. I know a lot of people might not think that I like him. I do. I've defended him multiple times on this station. But I want to hear from him because I feel like there's a lot about him that a lot of people don't understand. I understand he's driven. He's a hell of an athlete. But I want to hear how he thinks and his thought process. And, you know, he tweeted out a couple of days ago about moving on to the next one. Now, I'm not going to say not enjoying because I don't think that's fair to him. But moving on to how does he feel after seeing – 1.5 million Eagles fans come out to celebrate his accomplishment with him. How does he feel after riding down Broad Street and seeing that? How do you feel now?
Well, I'd like to hear from him too, because sometimes it feels like he thinks what he tweets or says in a clip gets lost in translation. Well, give a speech.
That's a good way of putting it.
Lay it all out.
Because it does. get lost in translation. And full transparency, I had people calling me yesterday and asking me what was the big deal. And I would probably say, to be fair to him, there's probably a generation gap there.
Hmm.
But again, like I said, after the parade, I would want to see how you felt. You know, so yeah, that him, definitely him.
There was also yesterday, there was a lot of, I guess, criticism out there about Jason Kelce having mixed emotions post-Super Bowl because his brother lost, Eagles won. So people were mad at Kelce. And then A.J. Brown on Twitter actually quote tweeted something James Seltzer said about, because James was like, hey, lay off Jason Kelce, right? Like he's caught between the middle here. He's leave him alone. And then A.J. Brown responded, I'm going to kind of clean this up. If people are mad at him, I don't stand a chance. These people are really unbelievable and ungrateful. So that was AJ yesterday.
No, nobody's on.
I think people are very grateful. AJ's
very grateful.
You know, the funny part is with the AJ thing, no one ever says anything but he's a great player. Like his play is one of the least criticized things in the city of Philadelphia. Like I've never heard anyone say, man, he's not that good. No, he's great. He's a great football player.
And can I just say this real quick? I grew up in an era where grown men, and I'm talking about Jason too, grown men, when you're asked questions and you're looked at as being a leader, all that decisiveness, you make a decision. Like, I understand that your brother played for the Kansas City Chiefs, but most people are looking at you and they're not understanding that because you got drafted an Eagle. And most people would think that, you know, that would be a no-brainer for you. And, you know, it just sounds like you were waffling a little bit. And as far as AJ is concerned, it was for me, it was more, I didn't understand where the trepidation was when you talk about, because it sounded to me, you were talking about individual stats.
Mm-hmm.
This is a team sport. And you're talking about on to the next one. I understand. I got that part as far as you being driven and everything. Being driven to be what? More of the centerpiece of a victory? Because that's how I took it. You are a very integral part of the success of this team. So when I see that and I hear that, it made me feel, and the way that I read it was like you were not satisfied because you felt like you didn't do as you wanted to do more.
Mm-hmm.
But what you did was enough to secure the victory.
Of course.
So that's where I would want that explanation.
All right, so Hugh's picking AJ. He wants to hear the full, as many characters as you need. Give a speech, AJ. Talk tomorrow. Kyle, how about for you? Who do you want tomorrow? Who'd you like to hear at the podium tomorrow giving a speech?
I need people to feed Nick Sirianni beers.
Well, that'll happen.
Because that man as unfiltered as possible. Like, we saw the clips of him dancing and singing after they won the Super Bowl,
yep.
And just knowing how emotional he gets. He's the number one person, I think, by a mile that I want to hear from tomorrow.
Well, last time we had a parade here, people were throwing Doug Peterson beers as the bus was rolling down the street. I'm sure someone could do that tomorrow. Just toss up Sirianni a couple beers.
Yeah, that right there is going to be dangerous.
He'll down them. And, you know, sometimes, and I mean this with all fun and humor, sometimes we have to dump Nick Sirianni on a Tuesday press conference. Like, Kyle has to hit the dump button because he says something we can't air on the radio. And that's just normal stuff. That's just like regular press conference football questions, you know, that are just run-of-the-mill. So I can imagine he has himself a good speech tomorrow. Can we hear from Sirianni talking after the Super Bowl win about everything and about how they're grateful for what happened last year to get him here?
Adversity has a tendency to bring you together, right? And so I think I look back on last year and how last year ended, and I'm grateful. As crazy as this sounds, I'm grateful how last year ended because it shaped us to who we are today and where we're standing today. And the adversity at the beginning of the year, and shoot, the adversity through the season, through injuries, through ups and downs, through everything. I think that when you embrace adversity, it does something to you, right? It does something to you personally, right? Each and every individual on that football team, you know, the adversity does something to you, and it does something to you as a football team as well.
You know what? I think that he was kind of like workshopping the beginning of a potential speech tomorrow about mm-hmm. the adversity and getting here. So that's a good one. I like that. So Hugh's got AJ. Kyle's got Sirianni. You know what I want to hear for tomorrow? I want to hear Howie's speech. So I'm trying to think back to 2017. If he talked, it was not very long, and it wasn't super memorable. But I remember him almost in the background. I can remember picturing him laughing at the Kelce speech, enjoying it. Yeah, when Doug got up there, he was kind of in the background behind him, and I could picture Howie. But I don't think
Howie's going to say a whole lot.
Oh, I'd like him to.
I think Howie's whole thing is being stoic.
Yeah, but he's gotten a little more emboldened in the last few years because he knows he's good. Now, remember that thing a couple years ago when they were in Houston? And
he said, I got you your first ring.
Yes.
I got you the second one.
I would like a little haughty Howie tomorrow.
I think Howie's strength lies in the fact that there's two Howies. You know what I mean? The Howie that is with the guys. That's dancing in the locker room. That's dancing offbeat and doing his thing.
And then it's like buttoned up Howie.
And then it's buttoned up. It's business Howie. So I don't think Howie's going to do that. Because you know what's funny? I texted him and I was talking about his dancing, and he just sent me the thumbs up.
See?
Yeah, because it's like that side of Howie. Even though I know him, that I don't get to see that side.
Yeah.
Because that's not, you know, I'm not affiliated.
Does he know you're an A-list celebrity?
No, I mean no. Don't get me wrong. Me and Howie are cool. But it's you know, I'm in the media. I'm in the media, and you know how, you know, he don't, you know, I'm in the media. I'm on the other side of this thing now.
Advice for Howie tomorrow: let your hair down.
Let your hair down.
And go up there and give a speech. Tell every. I mean, he's got a.
You know who I want to have a speech from?
Who is that?
You don't know.
Well, we have Sirianni. We got Howie. We got
AJ. There's a lot of people in the Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, who are you?
You don't know who I want to hear from? Bryce Huff.
Bryce Huff.
I mean, come on.
Just because.
What's he going to say?
Hey, I promise to be better next year.
No, you know what? Bryce Huff would say if he got in there. He's like, I want to thank my one and only supporter, Hugh Douglas.
No, I'm kidding. I was being facetious.
Yeah, I would lay low tomorrow.
Who else would I want to hear from? Oh, we know Landon. He's probably going to be a card.
Well, so I got a question.
Mm-hmm. Zach Bond.
Bunker gave a good one.
Yeah.
What kind of speech would a young Hugh Douglas have given?
Oh, a profanity-laden one?
That's what we're looking for tomorrow, yeah.
Oh, a whole lot of kiss my ass and all this other stuff.
See, that's how we could do
profanity
that tomorrow.
Profanity-laden.
Yeah.
A lot of beer drinking, probably slurred at that point. If we'd have won the Super Bowl the year I played, definitely would have had some. My wife would have had to come up there and hold my hand and tell me, Hugh. She'd have gave me a look like, boy, if you don't shut your ass up, and then I'd have just been quiet.
What kind of outfit would you have worn?
Oh, I would have definitely wore some fur pants.
Yeah, I was going to say fur.
I would have wore a whole fur outfit.
Oh, I wish this would happen.
With a fur hat.
No.
And been slurred speech. And Simona would have probably been there holding my hand.
Saying, Hugh, stop it. 215.
Squeeze me talking about, man. Shut up. She'd have been telling me, shut up.
We would have got the live version of this.
She would have been totally embarrassed.
Hullabaloo
or hoobaloo.
I'd have set my family
whatever
back.
Whatever you want to call it. I'd have set them back a couple years. I'd have set them back.
Okay.
Definitely would have said
all right, sorry. Let's go back to the phones here. 2017, 2024. Which one was more special to you? And when you call in, who do you want to hear tomorrow? If you could be anyone involved with the Eagles, if you could have one person give a speech tomorrow, who do you want to hear from the most? Jeff in Wilmington is up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
The best part of that UK guy calling the game is right before the interception. He said, this is a chance for Patrick Mahomes to cement his legacy.
Yep.
And then boom. Interception. I actually watched that video yesterday. I was like, oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. That was pretty awesome. So for me, I told Kyle, you know, the first time is always memorable. I mean, it was a long time coming. But I tell you, this one is more special to me because of the way the team is much better. We dominated another, or we slayed another dragon, as they say, and our future is much brighter with this team, I think. To hold on to this for a little bit longer, meaning the team winning for two or three more years like this.
Well, Jeff, so, I agree with that, and I think we, because I'm thinking back to last time, and I think we were kind of in a little bit of denial. You know, we had a quarterback who was coming off of a major injury, and we just kind of assumed he'd be the same, and unfortunately he wasn't. This time, we have the quarterback who's young, healthy, just played his best in the Super Bowl. You know, we should expect this, you know, him to be good again next year. Meanwhile, we didn't know then. And this team, Jeff, is just younger. Like, that team in 2017 had a lot of one-year contracts. This team is set up.
There was a little bit of lightning in a bottle with that 2017.
Totally.
Not, or 2018, not unlike the 93 Phillies. You know, that team all came together, had career years, and there was some there was some older guys we brought in 2017 for the Eagles, and, you know, they had really good years, and everything just fit. Nobody thought,
Foles?
I can't think of the quarterback's name.
Foles.
Nobody thought Foles was going to do what he did to that extent.
You forgot Nick Foles?
This team, I just think, you know, we've got a much better future. Jalen quieted a lot of critics, and as far as who I want to hear, I definitely want to hear Sirianni, and I want to hear. So he should be the keynote speaker. Sirianni, and then Jalen Hurts and Lane.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Johnson will be one of the most entertaining. Either him or Landon Dickerson.
Yeah, Jeff, that's a good one. The Lane addition to it. Jeff, good phone call. Imagine if I told you the day that Nick Sirianni gave his first press conference as Eagles coach that someone would call him one day and say he should be the keynote speaker at a parade.
And I just thought about this. BG.
Mm. Oh, BG's a good one.
I forgot about it. That's my dog, BG. I want to hear from BG.
BG's a really good idea.
Still stuck on the fact that Jeff just what's-his-named Nick Foles.
That's called living in the moment. We're in 2024 now.
He probably been pre-gaming, too. He probably had a little pre-game.
Well, Jeff's a driver, so I hope not.
No, that's true.
I mean, not today, but like one of them days when he was off.
It shows that people live in the moment. We're 2024 now.
That can never happen again.
What's his name? The guy that has the statue outside the stadium. No, listen, I never thought I'd see that day on WIP. Poor Nick. Ken in Cinnamon is up. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good, Ken. What's up?
Hey, who was that guy again that said World Effing Champions? I can't remember his name.
Yeah, he was an infielder, I think. I forget. He was decent. Yeah.
Hugh, I actually liked Limitless, and now that you brought that up, I'm intrigued to go back and rewatch it just to see that scene, because I thought it was actually a good movie. So,
well, we have our team here scouring through the whole thing to see if we could find the clip. I think we're close to finding it. Where Hugh was, you were playing poker. Is that it, Hugh?
Yeah, playing poker.
I have no problem watching the whole movie again. It's a good movie. So if you haven't seen it, it would be worth the watch just to get to Hugh. So this is such a subjective question, right? Like Chris Middletown, who for some reason is always your first caller, you know, he came down on Kyle for feeling the way he feels. And, you know, you feel the way you feel. So, you know, if Kyle feels like 2017 was the most special one for him for his reasons, then that's correct for Kyle. I think this one's better for a few more rational reasons, if that's the word I'm looking for. Not that it's irrational, but you know, first of all, I think we kind of, in the hindsight of as it's gotten further behind us, we've kind of diminished how good that 2017 team really was. I remember, so you know, we're talking about it now like it was this plucky team of guys that came together and did the undoable. If the quarterback doesn't get hurt, and that's a big if, but if Carson Wentz doesn't get hurt and he plays the whole season, they're going through the postseason as a prohibitive favorite to win the Super Bowl, because they were the best team in the league that year. Like, it's easy to forget that they were the best team in the league that year. The night that he got hurt in Los Angeles, my wife came to me and said, "I'm sorry, honey, I guess your Eagles aren't going to win the Super Bowl." And I said, "You know what? There's 53 guys on the roster, and the other 52 guys on this team are better than everybody else's. So I still have faith in them." So I think we diminish how good that team was. I think this one's better because there's less question. By this point in the 2018 afterglow of the Super Bowl, we were already starting the argument about who should be the starting quarterback next year, you know, and then you put a statue of the backup quarterback outside the stadium, which completely destroys Carson Wentz's mentality from that day forward. You know, so all that stuff was there. This team is built to go again and again and again. And when you get the second one, it eliminates the, you know, the New York Jets won a Super Bowl once upon a time, you know, the Saints won a Super Bowl once upon a time. It eliminates that. It puts you one step closer to completely shutting down the 28-year-old Cowboy fans who never saw the Cowboys even get to an NFC Championship game, waving their pitted, rusty, you know, tarnished chrome rings in your face, right? Because they want their father told them, or their grandfather told them, the Dallas Cowboys won 5 Super Bowls once upon a time. And it really does move you into that echelon of premier franchises. So look, we were overlooked. I mean, you know, we talked about this last week, and we've already seemed to have forgotten that everybody got this wrong, right? This was supposed to be a nail biter, could go either way. All we heard about was Mahomes and Andy Reid. Vegas had the Chiefs as a favorite.
Yep.
Most of the guys who do the pregame talking on all the talking head shows the whole 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl on FS1, ESPN, any network you choose, most of them had the Chiefs winning the game because of two people, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. And so the Eagles were disrespected going into this game. There's no question about it. So this one it's definitely different feeling from winning the first one to winning the second one. But this one feels better to me because it's more of a validation of, yeah, this is the best team in the league. This is the best franchise in the league. And the other 31 teams that are going to be going through the offseason, making their draft boards and deciding what free agents they're going to pursue, they better make all of those decisions based upon the thought process, we have to get good enough to beat that team. And that's why this one just sits better with me than 2017.
Yeah, it puts them on a different pedestal. And Ken, we appreciate the phone call. So as Ken was going through that, Hugh, I was thinking about this. So he mentioned how this one gives them their second one, right? And that puts them, like, there's a few franchises, like, you could almost say, like, all right, a few teams could get one, right? The Jets got one. The Jets are a joke. The Saints got one. The Saints have mostly been a joke of a franchise for, like, 50 years. But you start stacking multiple rings, then you go into the upper echelon.
Yeah.
And you know what is now, for the first time ever, I'm going to say the word possible, and I'm not going to say it's likely or definite or anything like that. Hugh, 20 years from now, if the Eagles continue to be a really good team, right, over the next 20 years, and they win a couple more Super Bowls, which I don't think is crazy to think 20 years, two more Super Bowls. You know, there's only four franchises right now that have more than four, right? There's a few that have four.
The Steelers.
Steelers, Patriots, Niners, and Cowboys. Those are the
echelon teams.
Right. 20 years from now, and I don't know. I mean, it's a long time to project what happens and all that. But the Eagles could end up being, if they continue down this path with this front office and everything they do, we could say 20 years from now, this is one of the upper echelon teams in NFL history. That is now possible, and it wasn't before Sunday.
Yeah,
it's pretty
cool. And they've worked hard for this, you know, from the time that we went until now, and just honing their craft and, you know, Howie becoming who he is and everything. And, you know, through trial and error, man, this is what they call the golden era of the Eagles right now. I mean, and there's no slight to Seth and those guys, because they're truly foundational players as well. But just how everything changed when Jeffrey Lurie got here, and how through trial and error they got to where they are now. I mean, it hasn't been easy. You know, I was telling you the story about how, you know, I heard stories about how they were very instrumental in picking players, and they didn't know what they were doing. They got better at that. And then they put themselves in a situation where they have amassed a team that, you know, they got punished because they put together a good squad. And when you think about the history of the NFL and you think about quarterback, positional player, you know, pairings, there's not a team that has been in the NFL that hasn't had one.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, because the Eagles have done it in this era and they've accumulated so many great players or really good players, they're getting penalized for it, or the quarterback's getting penalized for it, which is ridiculous to me.
The funny part is, though, when you look back at dynasties, that's kind of how they are, right?
Yes.
Like, sometimes people compare Jalen to other quarterbacks that have won. Like, Troy Aikman's in the Hall of Fame. Troy Aikman didn't have the biggest numbers, but he was the quarterback
triplets.
Right. He had great players around him, and he executed with those guys and played well. And look, if we end up with a couple more titles, guess where Jalen's going to go? The Hall of Fame one. There's no question. Sarah is in Illinois. Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
Hey, Sarah. What's up?
How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. We have a parade tomorrow. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. And I just want to say thank you to you guys, because you've kept us going every single morning for the past few weeks with my 5 and 7-year-old boys. And I am a huge, huge Eagles fan, born and raised in Philly, and married a Chicago guy, moved out here, and then vowed to continue the fandom in my house. And we have. And so I was calling about which Super Bowl was more important. And the first one was incredible. I had a 4-month-old. My mom had passed away 2 years previously. It was like, felt like serendipity. But this one was on her actual anniversary, her 9-year anniversary of her passing. I got to watch with both of my kids. I mean, it was incredible. My husband, FaceTime and my dad and my sister and her boyfriend, and just celebrating this win with my family was incredible. The whole season was incredible, and this was just the icing on the cake.
Well, Sarah, listen, we appreciate the call. I'm glad you got to have that moment. And that, so your kids are a little younger than mine, but similar, Sarah. Mine are 10 and 7 now. And there's something, like, because they were babies when the Eagles won 2017. Like, watching with your kids, like, if you have that moment and they're old enough to kind of enjoy even any of it, Sarah, it adds to it. Like, it was cool. It was so cool for me Sunday watching my kids jump up and down when they scored, because I'd never experienced anything like that before, you know, on this kind of stage. It definitely adds to it.
Sure. And I was dropping my kids off, so we had a delayed start for Sunday. And we were listening to you guys, and I said, "You're Philadelphia Eagles, Super Bowl champs." And my younger son said, "Well, they're your Philadelphia Eagles." And I said, "No, they're all of our Philadelphia Eagles."
Oh, there
it is. Because you don't live there doesn't mean that you are not an Eagles fan.
Well, yeah, Sarah, you're not. I'm sure there's tons of people around the world that were here and then they moved away. Sarah, we appreciate the phone call. They get to experience together. All right, your phone call is coming up on this. 2017, 2024, which one was more special for you? Plus, the NFL released the mic'd up video of the Eagles Super Bowl win. We pulled some of the best clips from that video. We'll play it next for you. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. March, it's almost here, and college basketball is reaching its most exciting stretch of the season. Right now, new customers on FanDuel get $150 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's $150 extra bucks bet on everything from the conference clashes to tournament upsets and even who's cutting down the nets. Look, there's a lot of good choices out there. I think Michigan can make a run. Auburn, Alabama, good teams. And watch out for St. John's. I've been waiting to join FanDuel, a partnership with Valley Forge Casino. There's no better time. The app is easy to use. And when you win, you'll get paid instantly. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO and get in on College Hoops action before March takes over. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.